This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern. The concept of an East Side Highway in McLean County dates back to at least 2002 when a feasibility study first examined a possible connection between I-55 and I-74 east of Bloomington Normal. Tonight, the conversation continues at a public hearing at Central Catholic High School. Mike McCurdy is here with more. Mike.
Thanks, Willis. In the studio to talk more about the status of the highway, where it may be headed, the environmental assessment, and the public hearing tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. are McLean County Regional Planning Commission Transportation Planner Jennifer Six and Eric Schmidt. He's the county's former engineer and current administrative services director. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Sound Ideas today. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Mike.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You'll provide a little history at tonight's public hearing to catch up those in attendance. Let's start there. Can you provide a short history, if that's possible, over the course of the number of years this process has taken? Tell me where the process is today as well. Jennifer, you want to start?
I'll start, and then I'll turn process over to Eric. This actually goes back further than 2002. The original concept came up in a plan that was done by Regional Planning in 1994 in what's called our Long Range Transportation Plan. And from that, it went into a feasibility study that began in the 90s and concluded in 2002, then to a corridor study, which began, I think, in 2006 and took about 3 years. And then finally, the phase we are about to conclude, which is the alignment study and environmental assessment, on which they will be reporting this evening at the meeting, the team that worked on this. And I'll turn it over to Eric to talk a little bit about process.
This process, we looked at, started with this EA process, the environmental assessment. We started with looking at different alternatives and different criteria, and we eliminated that down and narrowed it down to one suggested alternative. And then when you get to that alternative, you start to do an in-depth study of the environmental impacts, you know, and you're trying to get the best final solution with the minimal impacts that you can have.
What comes after the environmental assessment? Is there anything else in this process, or is this sort of ready for someone at some point to say, let's move on it?
Well, we have developed as part of this a monitoring plan that we will use to monitor growth in the community, different factors that can key us into moving on to when do we need to move forward with developing construction plans and then also go into construction.
And we'll get into some of those triggers in just a moment. As you said, you'll discuss the environmental assessment of this proposed highway tonight. Calling this an assessment, comprehensive might be an understatement. It involves a lot. What are some of the key components of this assessment?
Well, the name indicates, it talks about environmental impacts. What people may not understand is that that covers a very broad array of categories. It's not just the natural environment and the effect on, you know, drainage and that kind of thing. It also has to do with the built environment. It looks at existing structures. It looks at the contours of the community and how it's growing. Part of it looks at the growth area. So there's a really broad discussion about how those impacts might come about. One of the key issues that is looked at is the impact on agricultural land. And that's been an area of concern all the way through this process. So it's been looked at very intensively.
And what are the possible impacts on agricultural land?
Having it be built up. You know, we've seen that so much in this community over the last...
So the loss of agricultural
having
land.
Having it be developed when, obviously, we have the problem that a lot of the land that immediately adjoins the east side of both communities, but particularly Bloomington, is a very high quality, a lot of centennial farms, a lot of very dedicated people who want to keep farming. And they have this obvious conflict.
Eric, what is the no-build alternative?
The no-build alternative is really just the continued... projects that are in our current long-term transportation plan and building out those projects and not actually building an actual East Side Highway facility. It's more expanding the existing system as planned.
So you talked about the impact on farmland, but let's think about how most people think of environmentalism. Is there any real environmental impact here? The prairie is mostly gone. Native species are gone. Most of it is dedicated to farming. Either one of you.
One thing we did look at and tried to minimize was wetlands. And there's there were some different alternatives that had a little bit of impact on wetland areas, but this is very minimal. It's a very small impact on wetlands.
And as you mentioned, Mike, obviously this is land that has been in use by people for, 100 years at least? Mm-hmm. So there isn't a lot left of the original natural contours of the land. And that's why we go to the next stage and look at how it's used now and what the impacts might be there.
So we know it will cost more than the last time it was discussed in a public hearing. It's up $110 million to $410 million. And that was if it's to be built today, correct? With today's dollars?
Correct.
So what accounts for the increase, the $110 million increase?
One of the things that accounted for that is, you know, at that point, we didn't have detailed plans. It's a concept at that point when we did the last estimate. Now, at this point, we're into detailed drawings and plans for the actual, like the overpass, the interchange at I-55 at the north end between Tawanda and Normal. It's a very detailed plan, and it's a very complex interchange. So you get into that detail level, and you start to be able to develop actual more specific numbers for that.
And that doesn't include land acquisition?
No.
And there's no account of the ongoing maintenance costs, which to me sound like that might be the larger cost is maintaining this roadway if it's ever built into the future, you know, for as long as that road exists.
Correct.
Is there any idea what kind of financial burden that might place on the county?
And one of the things with this project, it's for it to move forward into construction, it really would have to be a project that would be undertaken with the state. The county, as far as financial ability, cannot actually afford to construct this
project. So the state would own the road, essentially?
In the same sense that they, you know, manage and control the interstate highways. It would be at that grade. Whether it would be designated that way, we don't know specifically. But it definitely would be something that would be at the state scale for funding, and federal, too.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. A public hearing takes place tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. For an update on the East Side Highway, in the studio are two people who have been involved with this process for a combined more than two decades. Eric Schmidt has worked on the project as the McLean County engineer. Jennifer Six is the transportation planner for the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. Tell me, Eric, about the process to monitor growth that could drive the need for this highway. What goes into that monitoring?
Well, we want to monitor, it's the continued growth in that on the east side as it impacts, you have zones of transportation modeling where you see the additional travel that's coming from like a quarter mile square of ground out there and see what kind of demand it, and that's depends on what kind of a facility it is, what kind of growth that happens there. If it's residential, that has a certain level of traffic demand that comes with it. If it's a commercial property, that has another level, and you model and you continue to monitor that and see what that impact is. But we also have that kind of growth, but we also look at what is the impact, what is the actual facility functioning at that point, too. You know, you can get congestion. We're going to monitor that because you can have intersections that start to become very congested and they don't function the way they're supposed to. You grade those. And those impacts can be tremendous.
And there may be some opportunities for intersection upgrades. We just saw that at Ireland Grove and Tawanda Barnes. It was approved by both the county and the city of Bloomington.
Correct.
What is in this plan that is beyond monitoring? Should there be more than monitoring? Should the municipalities be considering or implementing policies that could delay or prevent this roadway moving forward? Jennifer?
Well, to some extent, they already have. Bloomington adopted a comprehensive plan last year, which, among other things, takes a new approach to areas of developable land. And whereas in the last version of their comprehensive plan, there was a quite extensive area of land specified for future development, this time around, it's a much more compact area. In fact, it's bounded by the current preferred alternative for the East Side Highway on the east. And it also intends to use infill areas inside the city of Bloomington already served by city services, and starting there. And the plan estimates that it could be 5 to 10 years before demand exhausts that resource, before we even have to move into less developed areas. So we are recalibrating how long it would take to get to the point where development would drive the need for an east side highway.
The environmental assessment touches on transportation strategies that could push back the need for this road as well. Eric, transportation systems management, what is that? How could that help?
That's small additions to the actual infrastructure. That's dedicated turn lanes, different small improvements. You can modify signals as they exist. And that's one of the things that the project there at Ireland Grove and Tawanda Barnes that is planned by the city and the county, that's one that's, that will do some of that. It's one of those small projects you can do to make the whole system function better.
Also, travel demand management. Any widespread implementation of these strategies now or any of these management practices planned for the future? Jennifer?
Well, that at this point, we're getting to not just actual infrastructure, but policy about it. Mm-hmm. And the determination of how the community wants to grow based on its larger, longer vision. And that can be translated into policies relating specifically to infrastructure development, and will be.
And then the transit alternative. What's that?
That's transit.
How could that help push back the need for this highway?
I think that we're starting to see a sort of new age of transit service in Bloomington Normal, and that's a very encouraging thing. That kind of approach expanded as funding allows, as other factors allow, could help, you know, defray the need to expand the road system. And one of the things we've discussed is how do we make sure that new development, and again, this is where Bloomington's new approach and Normal will be similar when we finish that plan next year, how do we do this so that it facilitates the use of transit in areas where it might not have previously been considered?
So, Eric, you have maybe close to a decade involved in this project. Jennifer, 15 years in the East Side Highway. Looking at everything that you've been through, do you think it will ever be built?
No controversy there.
Is that a question that's sort of beyond your purview? It seems like there would be some political considerations, obviously, that would go into that decision.
Well, I think that's one of the key things we want to stress here is that you're not going to build this type of facility and invest this type of public dollars unless there's a true need for that. We've done the planning process to get to this point so that we know what is the best solution based on the facts that we have. But until we have that need, we're not going to make that investment.
Jennifer, go ahead.
Yeah, and we're also using what will be a set of three documents, the Bloomington Comprehensive Plan, the now in progress Normal Comprehensive Plan update, and also now in progress our long-range transportation plan, the same kind of document that in 94 kicked this off. And again, all of these involve a much more careful look at how land use happens, and the long-range plan specifically looks at the juxtaposition of land use policy and transportation needs and how we can control the need for new infrastructure because of its cost and because of its demand on the land.
Do we know enough about ring roads in other communities to know that these kinds of roads spur more sprawl, fill up quickly, leads to a discussion of yet another road to solve a traffic problem?
Have you been to the Chicago suburbs lately? You know, there is this old bromide about, you know, if you build it, they will come. And there's argument still about whether or not that applies to this kind of infrastructure development. I think, however, that certainly in cities the size of Bloomington Normal or in communities the size of Bloomington Normal, we have seen that, you know, it creates diversions that aren't anticipated. It creates expenditures that nobody planned on, and that its sort of expression as the final solution to a lot of these things is really not something that we could rely on.
And what do you expect to hear in tonight's public hearing quickly? How will the process go? People can speak for 3 minutes, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. And when they can provide a comment, and then as part of the we'll provide a response, a written response to every comment. And, you know, and those that's been done for every public meeting so far. Any comments we do receive, we give a response.
Okay, Eric, Jennifer, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric Schmidt is the former county engineer, now administrative services director. Jennifer Six is the transportation planner with the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. I'm Mike McCurdy.
And I'm Willis Kern. The public hearing on the East Side Highway is from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight at Central Catholic High School on Airport Road. Those wanting to speak will have 3 minutes. This is Sound Ideas.